Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. In an earlier episode, I talked about how using words like authentic and the one and only and the original, they need a story to back up using those words. Without the story, using those words come across as a bit icky, but the story justifies it. The story makes it genuine and it gives you credibility. But stories are a powerful tool everywhere. It doesn't matter whether you haven't designed the pattern yourself, you can still talk about the inspiration behind a product or a design. You can talk about the inspiration behind how you created your crochet business while you do this. The story makes people interested. The story gives you credibility. It allows people to connect with you, have empathy with you, get to know you, trust you, like you, and to eventually become a customer. Stories are incredibly powerful. And you need some sort of story to help sell your crochet. Because it doesn't matter what you're selling, whether it's what you make, crocheting patterns, courses, memberships, whatever it is, if you don't have some sort of story, then your shop's just going to look like a catalogue from the local supermarket, from a local department store. You're not them. You are not a mass brand. You are a sole trader, small business, local, individual, exclusive. You need a story. If you don't want to just come across as cold, featureless, no identity, the story gives you identity. It gives you credibility. It gives you relatability. So it doesn't have to be something that's a huge essay. It could just be one or two lines, something that gives your brand personality. Because unless you have some sort of story, there's no personality, there's nothing for your audience to connect with. You need to create that connection. And this works everywhere. In your newsletters, on your website, in your product listings, in blog posts and social media posts, story is what's going to make people follow your brand. They want to know a bit about you. They want to know a bit about your crochet. You are selling things that are exclusive, very rare, because there's only one of you, and there's only so many you can make. And the story helps your customer value your crochet more. I now try to weave in a story for every crocheting pattern I create because everything's got a story. There's a reason why you've created what you have. There's a reason behind your crochet for everything that you make. It doesn't matter whether it's because you were randomly walking down the street, you saw someone's printed dress, you saw the motif on it, you thought, I want to create that in crochet. It's a story. Doesn't matter you don't know that person's name. It doesn't matter that it was a random stranger. It matters that the story is that you saw this printed dress, thought it was fabulous, and wanted to recreate it in crochet. That's the story. Doesn't have to be an epic saga. It's just a way to add story into your crochet. I designed a shawl that The yarn I chose reminded me of the ocean. I didn't have a particular design in mind, I just knew I wanted to create a shawl. And because the colours reminded me of the ocean, I ended up creating a design with it that was like ripples on an ocean wave. That's the story. You know, I lived for a long time by the seaside. So that was what I wanted to create to remind me of that. That's the story of that crocheting fashion. I created a crochet along that. Reminded me of a stained glass window sun. So it had the sun with the rays and really beautiful colours in between. And I designed that as we're coming out of the first year of the pandemic. I wanted something that was hopeful, bright and bold. And I called it the Ray of Hope because it was an awful time in the world. And I wanted something to look forward to that would brighten up my day. That's the story behind that crochet along. There's a reason why you create everything you do. And you don't have to get super personal. You don't have to give out really personal details. But having a story is going to help your audience, your customers, emotionally connect. And they will remember that story when they buy it. They will remember the reason you gave them. And they may not remember it word for word, but they're going to remember something about it. Because it helps them connect. Because it helps relate you as a brand to them. Whether this story sticks with them because of the item they buy, or you as the person, as the creator, is going to connect with them somehow. Some people love just watching things be made, and they will buy things because they've seen the process of making it. So if you've shown some clips of you crocheting and told them exactly what it is and show them the end result, they may want to buy it because the story of you making it, you showing how you make something, becomes the story they connect with. So this doesn't even have to be in words, it can be in videos. And the story can be as simple as, this is the yarn I chose, this is the reason why I chose these colours, this is the reason I use this yarn. Now what should we create? This hat that I'm going to put in my shop for sale. That's the story. You might think that's not very interesting, but to some people it's fascinating. To your audience it's probably fascinating. If they like the look of your crochet, they're going to want to hear the reasons behind it. And all of this combines to bring you more sales. Which is why you really should be using stories. It could be the stories of why you choose the yarn that you use. It could be the story of how you came to have a crochet business and why it's so important to you. It could be why you've chosen the niche that you have. Having a story behind your brand that you talk about, not continuously all the time, but you know, now and again you remind your audience of over your social media, in your newsletters, your about section on your website. This is the story that helps you connect. Having a story behind your brand gets people following you in the first place and gets them interested. Having then further stories about each particular piece of crochet that you create helps them connect with you further, helps them connect with your crochet and makes them want to buy. There's a reason why it's human nature to tell stories. Whether it's books, films, TV, just chatting with each other, we love stories. And that's because they're so powerful. And so having stories behind what you crochet, that's why it works so well. Because human nature is that we love a story. We love to know what's happened. We're nosy. We like to hear all the gossip. Doesn't mean you have to turn yourself into a talking point. It's You just have to give enough to, so you don't sound like a robot. So that people realize there is a real person behind the brand. There's a real person who's creating these wonderful items for others. And it gives them a reason to want to try what you sell, what you have to offer. A story can be the difference between someone going, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe later. And once they hear the story, they might go, maybe. Well, okay then. It sounds quite fun. Well, let's give it a go. A story can move people off the fence in the right direction and bring you that sale. Never underestimate the power of a good tale. You don't have to wax lyrical. You certainly don't have to make something up. Because if you make it up, you're never going to remember it. And you'll end up telling about six different stories about the same crochet item. And it's all going to be following you for a long time. They're going to realize this. And you're going to make them turn away. So make sure the story is genuine. And you only have to share as much as you're comfortable with. But share something. It makes people realize that you are human and it isn't a machine behind this, and you don't want to sound like the Argos catalogue, which is very dry. The picture's the only interesting things about it. And you don't want that for your crochet business, because pictures alone are not enough to sell. Your pictures will get people interested in finding out more, but your words make the sale. So your crochet pictures will draw people in, your stories will make them buy. So remember that next time you're writing anything. Next time you're writing a social media post for your next product, you're writing your next email, you're writing a blog post, whatever it is, remember to add story, because that's what's going to help you make those sales.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me. And I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.